I hear father, he's a rich man, and that his father was a rich one too, and that your real mother waited tables with cruel eyes and beautiful hands. And no one would ever doubt it, 'cause no one looks richer than you. As you're dropping your brother at the front door that led into the back room, I hear the girls in the back room will just about finish you off. Yeah, they'll tempt you and distract you, say things like baby, turn your head and cough. And the promise of a happy ending is right in the palm of the hands. They all seem to get us sending a message like good luck leaving town. You couldn't get out if you wanted to anyhow. I hear your brother, he's a loaded pistol, some kind of former ranger. He's got a disability check from his VA stuck in a chamber. Still the roadside bombs are bursting, and forever he'll be thirsty. Said the golf was fucking murky, but he had a drink it anyway. I saw him blowing the old Marine band with a chop, royal purple heart rattling in his bedpan. You know, he kills a lot of time in the parking lots and the shops that are kind of over near the college bars, looking at all the mothers dressed like daughters, doing the laundry of their daughters who are all dressed like stars. But no one really ever looks him in the eyes when they're passing by, they all got their heads bowed down. I guess that they've heard for a while he was stealing ladies' laundry, wearing that shit all over town. I hear the girls in the back room, the questions were shaking him down. They were still angry about the vacuum that he had smashed when he came back to town. And the promises of happy endings for tonight, I'm sure, are through, as the girls were down on the hands and the knees in the glass, picking up springs and screws. They were picking up springs and screws. Oh, but girl, I love you madly. Sure, there's that money from your daddy, but I don't give a fuck for your family. But for you, I would do life. But me and your brother, we've been cool since before he left for jump school. But now that people know I'm with you, they treat me like some crazy fucker too. Good luck leaving town. They say you couldn't get out if you wanted to anyhow. I hear the girls in the back room, yeah, they're talking about me in code. They are treating me with kid gloves like a time bomb getting ready to explode. And people always ask me questions about your brother and what he's seen, where he's been and where I think he's going to. I just say, I last saw him fleeing the scene behind the wheel of a skin graft limousine.